Tantor Audio presents Independence by Shelley Crane. Narrated by Chris Dukart and Kyle McCarley. Chapter 1. Maggie. Lynn, listen. I knelt down beside her and tried not to glance at the scar glaring from her cheekbone that was a constant reminder of what had happened. I had been in her shoes before just weeks ago, and it was still fresh in my brain. For some reason, the powers are taking their time figuring out what they want to be. Caleb didn't realize his until, well, you remember. And you and Kyle will learn what your powers are too soon enough. I'm sorry that we were all too wrapped up to really even pay attention to you guys. Kyle and Lynn had ascended on the roof of the palace and mutualized right after. Everyone had been so focused on what was going on with us and worrying about the bigger problems that we hadn't had time to dwell on the fact that neither of them were getting a feeling for what their ability was going to be, or the fact that Lynn was human and had gotten the tattoo on her wrist. No, she said quickly. I don't want the spotlight. It's just that Kyle... She sniffed in a way that showed me she'd been crying way before she came to see me. He's upset about it. I just know it. How could he not be, right? I smiled. I knew this one firsthand as well. I felt my cell buzz in my pocket, but ignored it. Caleb and I went through the same thing. I felt like he'd been cheated because he was an ace and I wasn't. Yeah, she said and nodded. That's how I feel. I knew it was mere minutes before Kyle would come and find her. She was so upset there was no way Kyle couldn't feel her. Don't worry, Lynn. Kyle is a big boy. I promise you. You'll both get your abilities when you're ready, and it'll be something great. And Kyle isn't upset.